Take a look at this sign. No loitering, soliciting, or panhandling. What does that mean? Well, loitering means standing somewhere without a purpose. Okay, let's say this is your house, and this is me. I'm just standing in front of your house. I'm just standing there. You're going to come out of your house and say, "What are you doing here?" And I'm going to say, "Nothing." You're going to say, "Why are you standing here?" And I'm going to say, "No reason." And you're going to say, "Leave! I don't want you here." Okay, so that's what loitering means. So you're going to put up a sign that says private property. No soliciting, loitering, or trespassing. Okay, so that's what trespassing is. Trespassing means being on someone's property without permission. Okay, property means land. So your house is your land. And if I'm just standing on your land, then that's trespassing. Okay, so that's illegal. You're going to have a sign that says private property. Okay, no trespassing. Violators will be prosecuted. Okay, what does this mean? What's a violator? A violator is someone who breaks a rule. Okay, so you've made your rule for your property that people need to ask permission before they come on your land, right? I mean, that's how most people want their property. They don't want strangers coming onto their land, okay? It's trespassing. So if someone comes on to their land without permission, they're violating that person's privacy, okay? And they will be prosecuted. Prosecuted means that you're going to call the police, okay? Or you're going to take them to court or something. Something bad is going to happen. You're accusing them of something, okay? So what is soliciting? Soliciting means asking for something, anything, okay? Look at the sign. It says, no soliciting, no loitering, no trespassing, okay? So soliciting means going to someone's house and asking them for something. Let's say I go to your house and I say, "Hi, could I have some money? I want some money," okay? Then that would be soliciting. I'm asking you for something. Or let's say I'm a vacuum cleaner salesman. Okay, this thing here is called a vacuum cleaner. Let's say I'm selling vacuum cleaners and I go to your house and I say, and I knock, 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 and I say, "Hi, I'm Mark. I'm selling vacuum cleaners in the neighborhood. I'm just wondering if you would like to buy a vacuum cleaner." Okay, you're gonna say, "No, I don't want a vacuum cleaner. Go away." Okay, so then you're gonna put up a sign that says, "No soliciting." Okay, you don't want people coming to your house for any reason. Okay, you want your friends to come to your house, but you don't want other people coming to your house, okay? Okay, what's this? Panhandling. No loitering, soliciting, panhandling. Well, panhandling means begging, okay? Begging for money. Okay, look at this guy here with the big beard. He is a panhandler. He's panhandling. Okay, it means he's asking people for money. See the little cup he's holding? Okay, people are putting money into that cup. Okay, so he's a panhandler. Let's say he didn't have the cup. I mean, we know he's asking for money because he has that cup, right? Let's say he didn't have the cup and he was just sitting there. Okay, then he wouldn't be panhandling. Then he would be loitering. Okay, he would be loitering. He would just be sitting there for no reason. Okay, the police might come and say, "What are you doing here? Look, there's a sign that says no loitering. You can't sit here. You have to go somewhere else." Okay, so let's take a look at some more crimes that are related to property. Okay, so vandalism. Have you heard that word before? Vandalism. That means damaging someone's property. Okay, look at this building here. Someone went to this building with some spray paint and spray painted the walls. Okay, they damaged the property. That's called vandalism. Okay, ooh, now this is a really bad one. Arson. Arson. That means burning someone's property. Okay, let's say I go to your house at night and I start a fire at your house to burn your house down. Okay, that would be called arson. It's a very serious crime. Okay, shoplifting. Shoplifting means stealing from a store. Okay, let's say I go to this store and I take some things off the shelves and I put them in my pockets. And then I walk out of the store without paying for them. Okay, that is called shoplifting, and I would be a shoplifter. Okay, look at this sign. It says shoplifters will be handed to police. Okay, so the people working in the store, they're gonna say, hey, stop! They might grab me and hold me and call the police. And then the police are gonna come and they might put me in handcuffs. Okay, these things are called handcuffs. And they might take me to the police station and ask me some questions, and I might get in a lot of trouble. Okay, so one more crime I wanna mention is domestic abuse or domestic violence. That means violence at home. Okay, let's say a husband beats his wife. Okay, that would be called domestic abuse or domestic violence. Okay, look at this sign. It says, don't turn your back on domestic violence. Okay, turn your back on means ignore. Don't ignore domestic violence because it's a very serious thing. Even here in Canada, this happens a lot. Okay, so let's do some homework. I want to know, why do you think people loiter? Why do people loiter? Let me know your answer down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.